Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. Thank you so very much for making the decision yet again to join me for yet another episode. Absolutely ecstatic to be with you. If you are new to this channel, if this is your first time viewing, I thank you and I welcome you genuinely. And thank you for joining the conversation and hearing my take on today's haps in our wonderful, exceptional country. For those of you who are returning, thank you so very much for your loyalty and tuning in. I absolutely enjoy you. Now, I have an ask, and it is always the same, whether you're first time viewing or have been a continued viewer, and that is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And let's get into it, because Elon Musk and the Doge team just gave a superb and very enlightening, exquisite interview on Fox with Bret Baier. And if you haven't seen it, I encourage you absolutely to go to YouTube or Fox News Online and go view that interview. It was very informative, very enlightening. It really told and spoke to what they're doing. It was very candid. There was a lot of candor there. They were very transparent. I mean, we're talking about high-functioning people. We had an ex-rocket scientist, right? You hear the statement, we don't need a rocket scientist to run this. We had literally an ex-rocket scientist. We had the executive, one of the owner executives of Airbnb, and all of these other high-performing, well-knowledged, I mean, these are spreadsheet experts, okay? Businessmen, very successful, very knowledgeable, and they just spoke clearly. They spoke candidly about what they were finding and what the process is and how they have made a decision on exposing the waste and the fact that they are just simply looking out for the American people and the American dollar. Now, that recent interview with Elon Musk regarding Doge and its potential to tackle government waste and fraud has raised some eyebrows, particularly from a Republican perspective. And I think that what's interesting, and when I say that, it's because I thought that I knew, and I think a lot of people thought they knew, but they really dug deep into the weeds. And it raised some eyebrows as to how the previous administration and beyond prior to had been spending and wasting taxpayers' money. Musk's focus on the potential of Doge to address rampant fraud within the government resonates deeply with conservative values, especially those concerned about fiscal responsibility and accountability. Now, I will say that in spite of all the rage, right, we're in the midst of outrage culture. I think the average American, even outside of Republicans, want to know how their money is being spent. Throughout the interview, Musk highlighted shocking examples of government inefficiencies that demand urgent attention, such as the case of a 9-month-old baby receiving a government loan. Now, I am going to show you the video of that, but while some might scoff at the idea, the reality is that some incidents of fraud are not only disturbingly common, but also incredibly costly to us, the taxpayers. This type of waste is the sort of systemic problem that Musk initiatives, including Doge, are attempting to address. An out-of-control government, that's way too big, I might add, that hands out taxpayer dollars with little oversight or accountability. Let me show you a few of those video clips.
The ways that the government is defrauded is that the computer systems don't talk to each other. So if the computer systems don't talk to each other, then you can exploit that gap, and fraudsters exploit that gap to take advantage. For example, there were over $300 million of Small Business Administration loans that has been given out to people under the age of 11.
Well, actually, to add to it, it's $300 million under the age of 11 and over $300 million to over the age of 120.
Definitely.
Small business loans.
Correct.
Yes. The oldest American is 114. So it's safe to say if their age is 115 or above, they're fake. Or they should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. And we should not be giving out loans to babies. So the youngest recipient of a Small Business Administration loan is a 9-month-year-old, which is a very, very precocious baby we're talking about here. So obviously it was just fraudulent. And they do terrible things. They actually will see that a kid's been born. They will steal that kid's social security number and then take out a loan and leave that kid with a bad credit rating. There's literally a baby. The terrible things are being done, is what we're saying.
And
we're stopping these terrible things.
And you can stop it?
I mean, well, we are stopping it.
The reason this is happening is because the two systems are not talking to each other.
Yes.
Right? And so you don't know at the Small Business Administration that you're giving a loan to a 9-month-old, which happened in one case, because you're not cross-referencing that with the Social Security Administration data that has birth dates. So that very, very simple fix eliminates tremendous fraud. And that there are multiple systems across the government where the systems are not speaking with one another. And if you just solve that simple problem, you would solve a huge amount of fraud.
Now, one of the most damning revelations Musk shared with the case was the case of the elderly individuals, some well beyond retirement age, receiving government loans and benefits that they were neither entitled to nor needed. Now, this type of fraud highlights the disturbing lack of control within federal programs where funds are dispersed with such minimal checks and balances that they become ripe for abuse. And this is what they explained extensively. Now, this situation is even more egregious considering the growing national debt and fiscal crises the United States faces right now. While hardworking American citizens struggle with rising costs of living and stagnant wages, unscrupulous individuals are taking advantage of the system and siphoning funds meant for those truly in need. Now, there's a whole lot of back and forth on social media, on all platforms about this uncovering and what's been highlighted. Okay, the bottom line is, and what the executives and the DOGE member team really spoke to and they really drove home, that these systems don't speak to each other. And because of that, there were no checks and balances and no one was checking. No one was checking the system. Waste going out, no one giving a care. This highlights the inherent flaws of big government, okay? Bloated, inefficient, and easy to exploit. Musk's DOGE initiative offers a potential solution. It leverages the transparency and security of blockchain technology to create a system that is more accountable and resistant to fraud. The focus on DOGE as a tool for financial accountability also underscores the necessity of innovation in this fight against government waste. So DOGE offers a transparent, a very traceable and secure method for tracking the movement of funds, which could revolutionize how government financial programs are monitored in the future. So DOGE operates on a decentralized blockchain, and it makes it difficult for the system to be manipulated or exploited in the same way current government programs are. So by leveraging DOGE, the American people could reclaim their tax dollars, which sounds really great to me, ensuring that they are not spent ineffectively, but effectively, and not squandered on fraudulent activities or inefficiencies. It's a programmatic solution for addressing a deeply ingrained problem, one that would ultimately benefit taxpayers and restore trust in public institutions. And this is where we begin. This is how it's done. We got to go right back to the beginning. And as the interview highlighted, it's clear that new ideas like DOGE could help rein in the waste and corruption that have become synonymous with the federal government. Now, this team behind DOGE consists of forward-thinking individuals dedicated to tracking the systemic issues of government waste and fraud. It's about creating a viable and practical solution to hold the government accountable. That's what the American people want, okay? Savage truth is, traditional methods have failed. They have simply failed to curb the massive waste in taxpayer dollars, and the DOGE team is pushing for a future where transparency and accountability are the norm, not the exception. So, the Republican vision of limited government and fiscal responsibility could finally become a reality, ensuring that tax dollars are spent wisely and not filtered away on bureaucratic inefficiency, which we have had our fill of, I'm sure. Now, in relation to Elon Musk and this new Musk derangement syndrome, comes a nationwide protest. I'm sure you've heard about it, by the Democrats, of course. It's called the Hands Off Protest. Watch this.
In Washington, crowds descended on the National Mall, calling for lawmakers to rein in President Trump.
He's right now destroying our economy. He's taken away all of our allies. We're a pariah in the world. And Congress sits back and does nothing.
The mass protest, dubbed the Hands-Off National Day of Action, was organized by advocacy groups that opposed the president's policies during his first term. Protesters railed against Mr. Trump's recent moves to lay off scores of federal workers, revoke protections for immigrants, and implement sweeping tariffs. But for Democratic leaders, the president's threat to democracy took center stage.
Our founders wrote a constitution that does not begin with "we the dictators." The preamble says, "we the people."
The movement spread far beyond the nation's capital. From the sidewalks of South Bend to downtown Boston and New York City, demonstrators took to the streets in protests both big and small to oppose President Trump's agenda. That resistance echoed around the globe. In Germany, England, and Portugal, protesters flocked to public squares to show support and solidarity with Americans.
Freedom is at stake in the United States and for the whole world with what Donald Trump is doing. And we need to stand up.
So the hands-off protests that have erupted around the country aimed at Donald Trump and Elon Musk, okay, which revealed an alarming level of absurdity and short-sightedness that calls into question both the motives behind the protests and the real-world implications of such positions. Now, these protests, organized by a coalition of individuals who ostensibly claim to be fighting for freedom, right, are actually a misguided exercise in self-indulgence. That's what it is. These are people who are bored. They are looking for a cause, right? They're about, since 2020, they're about 5 years overdue to get in the streets and just cause some mayhem. Now, rather than focusing on substantive policy changes, protesters have chosen to rally around the personalities of two billionaires who, let's be honest, need no extra protection. Okay? They don't need any extra. Trump and Musk have demonstrated time and time again that they are perfectly capable of defending themselves. So, these protesters are not just absurd, it's a glaring distraction from the real issues facing this country. Now, in a time when the government is hemorrhaging taxpayer money and running up in an unsustainable national debt, it's ironic that people would run to the streets. And of course, they're out there without full knowledge and understanding of what is actually going on. What's more is that these protests are eerily silent on the role of government waste and inefficiency, right? Both of which are far more pressing concerns than the latest Twitter feud or legal battle involving Trump or Donald Trump, Elon Musk. The real fight should be against a bloated government that perpetually wastes resources. And everyone that was out there in that parade, in those protests, in these rallies, if they're actually working, their dollars have been wasted. And this is what Donald Trump and Elon Musk, through Doge, is trying to actually expose and protect. These are about resources that could be better spent on things like border security, infrastructure, or the military. Now, let's take a hard look at the issues of government job loss as championed by these protests. While the loss of government jobs is often treated as a tragic event, one must ask this question: are these positions truly necessary? Too often, government employees are in roles where their output is far from tangible or beneficial to the average taxpayer. In fact, many of these positions exist solely to perpetuate the bureaucracy with little accountability or oversight. Proponents of these protests might claim that protecting government jobs is vital to economic stability. They would be wrong, but this argument falls so very short. It falls apart, as a matter of fact, when you consider the enormous waste and inefficiency within government operations. And why should we keep funding positions that do little but drain the public purse? Reducing unnecessary government jobs would not only save taxpayer money, but also promote a more accountable and streamlined system. And so when you have created jobs that are actually not necessary, okay, what you're actually doing is creating positions that shouldn't have been there in the first place. And it is an absolute waste of taxpayer dollars. And instead of rallying behind hands-off protests, these people should be focusing on a larger conversation about government accountability and fiscal responsibility. The people in the rallies, they know whose jobs are for real. They know whose jobs are legit and necessary and those that are not. Anyone who overreacted to an accountability email, Elon Musk asking for 5 bullet points to prove what you did productive for the week, those people in particular, know that their jobs are wasteful. The conversation should turn towards reforming a government that has become bloated, inefficient, and out of touch with the needs of ordinary citizens. Rather than treating every controversy involving wealthy figures as an existential threat to freedom, we should focus on real solutions to tackle government waste, reduce unnecessary jobs, and hold public officials accountable for how they spend our hard-earned tax dollars. That's the savage truth. The protesters rallying around Trump and Musk are missing the point entirely. The real mission is about job accountability, not defending billionaires, okay? So that's not what is happening here. We just simply want to cut the wasteful spending. Trump and Musk, through their efforts with Doge, are shining a light on the rampant waste and fraud in government, where too many workers are willing to turn a blind eye to blatant abuse in order to protect their own positions. It's a problem that should concern every single taxpayer. Yet these government workers continue to distract from the issue. They would rather maintain their comfort in a broken system than demand real change, real accountability. And accountability is the standard for every American worker in the private sector, and it should not be any different for any government employees. The idea that someone can collect a paycheck without delivering results or facing consequences is a luxury that no one should be afforded, least of all those spending taxpayer dollars. It is time for the government to be held to the same standard of accountability that President Trump, Elon Musk, and everyday Americans face. Otherwise, we will continue to be burdened by the waste and inefficiency that defines Washington, D.C. Well, here we are. This time in the show where I've got to mention it, folks. I'm sure you've heard about it. Cory Booker and his 25-hour filibuster. It's a heroic display of urinary control and desperation for relevance. Rick, play the video.
And so I've tried over the last 25 hours and 1 minute to center the conversation back on what will we do of good conscience. People who are saying, I served this country, I risked my life, shouldn't be able to keep my job. People are saying this country once made itself the envy of the world because we invested in high quality education for every child. I don't like what's going on at the end of the Department of Education. People are saying I worked harder than I ever have, but the prices on everything in my life are getting higher. People are saying that America I learned about in school, the one where people's rights are protected, the people are saying that why are we yet again going through another healthcare battle that threatens millions of people? The people are saying that I'm worried about the financial security and the future of my country, the voices of folks. And so I end by saying simply this, where I started was John Lewis. I don't know how to solve this. I don't know how to stop us from going down this road. Chuck Schumer's now told me that they're greasing the skids to do these things. I'm sorry, but I know who does have the power. The people of the United States of America.
Now, we are in an age where political theater often trumps substance. Cory Booker has boldly decided to redefine what it means to filibuster. Forget about presenting rational arguments or drafting legislation to improve the lives of average Americans. No, Booger took on a Herculean feat that left the nation in stunned awe. A 25-hour filibuster where he went an entire day and an hour without peeing. Yes, you read that right. You've heard it right. You read it right. You've heard it right. In a brave and unprecedented move, Booger faced down the specter of bladder failure in a desperate bid to secure his place in the annals of American political history. For a full 25 hours, he uttered words of questionable importance with the intensity of a man on the brink of urination. Now, if that doesn't scream, I'm trying way too hard to make a name for myself, then nothing does. What was the cause of this audacious act, you ask? Well, I'm glad you did. Well, like any true politician, political showman, Booker decided that the party line, no matter how incoherent or irrelevant, was worth upholding at any cost. The filibuster itself? Perhaps it was about healthcare reform, or maybe it was about taxing the rich. Though honestly, who can remember by the end of hour 12, when your kidneys are shriveling up like a raisin in the sun, Booger appeared to be racing against time, not just to hold on to his dignity, but to prove that he could still make waves in the crumbling Democratic Party. With his bladder protesting each passing minute, his need for attention was only overshadowed by the very human instinct to go to the restroom. Yet he endured, sweating, shaking, and occasionally losing his train of thought, but with an unflinching desire to be somebody, even if that somebody was a person on the verge of collapse from severe dehydration. Ultimately, Booger's 24-hour filibuster will be remembered less for its supposed political significance and more for its stark demonstration of a man trying to carve out a niche in an increasingly irrelevant party. His desperate act was less about making a principal stand and more about making sure that someone, anyone, would notice he still exists. Now, as the Democrat Party's disillusionment continues to bubble under the surface, perhaps Booker's next move should involve a 48-hour marathon of eye-rolling or a filibuster that is so long that it circles back to the point of existential despair. One thing is for sure, Cory Booger will go down in history, not necessarily for his legislative achievements, but for his unparalleled ability to suffer through an entire day of bladder anguish in pursuit of fleeting flame. And that, unfortunately, at least for this episode, is the Savage Truth. Let's do another episode of Savage Soldiers. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.